Okay, from verse 18 to verse 22, Acts chapter. Where's John Michael? You have a Bible with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir, I like that. All right, stand up there and let me hear you. Reading from verse 18 to verse 22.
At about the time of 40 years, suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
Thank you. Now, who have a mind that is good at math? If you calculate the space of time from verse 18 to verse 22, and you don't have to do that right now, I want you to do it tonight when you go home. They are 573 years. So write that number down. 573 years. Okay? Did you write them down? Now, if you were really, really clever, you would say to yourself, wait a second. In 1 Kings chapter 6, we have 480 years. When we come to Acts chapter 13, it's 573 years. Well, wait a second. Is that book really inspired? I mean, that guy in the book of Acts, and that was Paul speaking, he could have really checked out these people before he write that number down. You know, it's 573 years. 3 years, and then 41 days it came. So that's 573 years. How many years are missing? Between 480 and 5... How many?
93.
Here is a mind that is good at math. There are 93 years that are missing. Well, when Luke wrote the book of Acts, he should have at least went back again and checked his facts together. I mean, look, if I'm writing a book, those of you who write theses and paper for school, you go back and you check all the reference to make sure that, you know, things are adding up. You don't want to have a paper that somebody look at and say, hey, you didn't do your homework. But you see, the Spirit of God have written the Word of God, and he doesn't make any mistake. If Luke was the one who's writing that, he would have said, okay, let me add it up. Oh, no. Paul was wrong. I should write down 480 years just to match. Spirit of God said, put it this way. Do you want to know what happened in those 93 years that I'm not mentioning? That's what's going to happen if you are not going to be a recruit to join that army. I'll tell you what happened in those 93 years. We're studying the book of Judges, right? Open to the book of Judges, chapter 3. Still have your pen and paper because you're going to make some math and some addition here. Book of Judges. Chapter 3. The verses. Chapter 3. And I need somebody to read to me verse 8. Caleb, you want to read that for me, please? Chapter 3 of the book of Judges and verse 8.
And the anger of Jehovah was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of
Cushan-Rishathaim,
king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years.
For 8 years, okay, I want you to write that number down. They served the king of Mesopotamia for 8 years. Okay? Chapter, still in chapter 3. I need somebody to read to me verse 14. Jesse?
Got it.
Chapter 3, verse 14.
And the children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years.
Okay, for 18 years. Okay, so we have 8 years. And then we have 18 years. How many years are these together?
26.
26, you're writing down? No calculators though. No calculators. Okay? All right, let's move on. Let's look into chapter 4. And read verse 3. Jason, Harris.
And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron. And 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel.
Okay. So they served the king of Mesopotamia for 8 years. They served the king of Moab for 18 years. They served the king of Canaan for 20 years. Are you adding up these numbers? Mm-hmm. How many years do we have so far?
46.
46. Okay. Let's move on to chapter 8. I'm sorry, chapter 8, chapter 6. That's our chapter. Chapter 6 and verse 1.
That's our chapter. I'll put it in.
Look.
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years.
7 years. So we have 8 years that they served the king of Mesopotamia. 18 years he served the king of Moab. 20 years he served the king of the Canaanite. And 7 years he served the Midianite. How many years do we have so far? Can't hear. I can't hear you. What? 63, man, you're sleepy.
53.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to chapter 13. Okay, chapter 13. I need somebody to read to me verse 1. Mike Lee. Chapter 13, verse 1.
And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years.
How many years?
40.
How many years we have all together now?
93.
93 years. 480 years in 1 Kings chapter 6. 573 years in Acts chapter 13. And there were 93 years missing.
Lost.
Lost. Hmm. Hear that big word that he just said? 93 years lost. God doesn't count them at all. The years that they served the king of Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia, if you want to write that down, is a picture of the world. The 8 years that they served the king of Moab. Picture of the flesh. 20 years that they served king of Canaan. Titles the devil. The 7 years that he served the Midianite, earthly things, and that's what we're going to talk about. I'm so glad you're taking Gideon. I am telling you, I have learned a lot just reading the outlines and reading the chapters. 7 years, earthly things. And then, after that, after the Midianite, they went and they served the Philistines. 40 years, religious things. And as Brother Chuck just said, lost. If you don't join the army of the Lord Jesus, the commander-in-chief, and get all the benefits, and join rank with those people who graduated with honors, people who have name written in heaven and in the Word of God, David, Joshua, Noah, Moses, Gideon, you'll be a loser. Nobody's going to name his children after you. You don't want to be a loser, do you? Now, every moment of your life that you don't live or you don't serve the Lord are what?
Lost.
Lost. That God doesn't count them. Now imagine if somebody lived 93 years is kind of a long time. You know, if somebody lives to be 93 years old, that's a long time. Imagine a 93 years old person that said, stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and there's nothing. It's all lost. Because he lived it serving the devil, the the flesh, the world, earthly things, religious things, whatever. Lost